Radio.
You're listening to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast that explores the bold projects, exciting opportunities, and the growing reach of blockchain and cryptocurrency. Whether you've got skin in the game or you're just crypto curious, keep an open mind, enjoy the conversation, and stay CryptoCurrent. Now here's your host, Richard Carthon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon. And today I got a very special guest all the way out in Malta working on all kinds of cool projects. He is the CEO of Blocks Live and also the founder of Forum Pay. We have Joshua Tate. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent, Richard. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Well, excited to learn about all the various projects you have going on. And also for everyone listening, if you have been up to date on CryptoCurrent TV and everything that we have going on with that, we are in partnership actually with Josh and his team with Blocks Live, and it's been absolutely amazing content and excited to be a part of that and excited that y'all are going to get to see how he was able to get this originated and provide all this amazing constant just content that's coming out to educate everyone and learn about various parts of crypto and blockchain. So Josh, let's go ahead and start off with a little bit of background on yourself.
Sure. And Richard, thank you. The podcast is great. And at Blocks Live, I know we've really enjoyed your contribution and the content. It's been a great partnership, and we hope it lasts for a very long time.
Thank you.
So a little bit about me. I am, I guess from background and education, I'm a lawyer. I don't practice law. I haven't practiced law in years. I was actually a renewable energy and real estate guy for a number of years before I got into tech. About 5 years ago, sort of as the story goes, I got into technology through a company called System 73. And the chairman of that company, who's a very, very successful guy from the US, invested and acquired the company with an eye towards solving for all of the challenges in distributing video content over the internet at scale. it was and is a brilliant concept, but it sort of led me into the crypto space in an odd way. When the company System 73 was sort of in its infancy, we began building our own OTT channel, so just channels on the internet in various disciplines. The chairman, Bill Irby, and myself were both very interested in crypto, really from an intellectual perspective more than necessarily a financial perspective. Given my sort of background in energy and renewable energy, I kind of loved the concept of applying the blockchain to the industry, the energy industry.
Absolutely.
Which is still very cool. And the chairman was interested in all different facets of it, and continues to be. What we found when we would sit around the office on, you know, a Saturday afternoon and just brainstorm was that there were very few good outlets for information on the internet. And this is 3 or 4 years ago. You know, you could go to YouTube, and at the time there was a lot of information, but it was very difficult to sift through. You could sort of go to maybe Cheddar or CNBC or Bloomberg. And once a week, they may pay it 15 minutes of attention, right? So whether it was from a finance or a technology perspective, there was just, it was difficult to really get good and reliable information over the internet about crypto and blockchain. And we were literally just in a position to educate ourselves because, again, we were intellectually interested. So we said, you know, look, we built all this technology to help broadcasters scale and distribute content all over the world, specifically video content creators and broadcasters. Why don't we build a channel that we sort of model as the CNBC, if you will, or Bloomberg or something, of crypto and blockchain? We liked the idea. We very much kind of just jumped in both feet and decided to do it. So within a very short period of time, we identified a really talented team of producers and writers, videographers, the whole nine yards. We found a studio in this beautiful island of Malta, a big commercial studio within a major television studio sort of company. And I hired people from all around the world to come and join me with this adventure in creating Blocks Live TV. We started with literally doing like 4 or 5 hours of live content every day from the studio.
Wow.
Malta at the time was very much the promoting itself as the blockchain island. So a lot of the very influential people in crypto and blockchain were in Malta, could come into the studio, talk to us and do real in-person interviews. And we had great debates and things. Blocks Live has since become a little bit of an international phenomenon outside of the confines of Malta. We developed kind of remote studios across the globe. And then we started doing a lot of really working with collaborators and influencers that could touch every corner of the earth so that we got a much broader spectrum, not unlike yourself, Richard. so that we could really reach as far as we could reach in getting the right people and interesting people to talk about crypto and inform the world about what crypto was. Again, not only from a financial perspective, but also from a technology perspective and how it can be applied to, you know, from energy to finance to art to tracking avocados, or, you know, from sourcing of foods and vegetables across the world. So there's some interesting that was the beginning of sort of my evolution into this particular industry. The next evolution, I guess, became when I asked the team that at Blocks Live, I said, would be a really interesting thing to do a series on. I want to do a full 3-part series on the 6 characteristics of money and how cryptocurrency fits in with those 6 characteristics. So you can take those criteria, you know, divisibility, portability, fungibility, acceptability, so on and so forth. You take those 6 characteristics and let's compare a tulip to a cow, to a dollar, to a euro, to a bar of gold, to a Bitcoin or an Ether, or whatever it is. Let's do all those, and then let's compare and contrast against six characteristics of money. And I want to focus on looking at people, not just in the crypto community, because we know we're fans, right?
But let's look at the
skeptics. I won't say the naysayers, but the skeptics as well. And so they would talk to PhDs in micro and macroeconomics, and they would talk to hardcore finance guys and then hardcore crypto group and everywhere in between, really. Generally speaking, what they concluded at the end of the series was that crypto, in fact, is or can be argued, certainly very strongly argued, to be superior to most other currencies in 5 of those 6 characteristics, right? And that 6th characteristic, we all kind of know or becoming appreciative of the fact that it just absolutely fails, and that's acceptability. Meaning, you just can't generally use crypto in your daily life, right? I can't go buy a cup of coffee with it. I can't pop on Amazon and buy whatever my subscription with it, and so on and so forth. And that was the genesis of my next sort of interest outside of media and in fintech, specifically related to blockchain, was solving for the payments piece. And that's where FormPay came.
Yeah. And before we dive into that, and thank you for that, you know, just whole progression, I just want to jump back into a couple of things that you brought up on, especially on the education piece. It's very interesting that, just like you said, what brought you in initially was a curiosity of how do I educate myself and surround myself with thought leaders to not only bring more knowledge to myself and what you're trying to do, but then to also bring it to a larger audience. And you strategically found this place in a foreign country that was being very receptive and open to the fact that they also wanted to be seen as this hub that can get out this amazing just content about cryptocurrency, blockchain, and everything else, and just being that facilitator. I'm sure throughout the years of you doing this, you've been in contact with all kinds of amazing and thoughtful people in this space, and has really broadened your network and opened your mind to a lot of opportunities that are in this space. Can you kind of speak to that networking piece of what are the kind of people that you've been able to find in the crypto and blockchain space, and how has that kind of potentially changed the trajectory of, you know, you used to be a lawyer, you used to do a bunch of other things in your profession, even in the real estate world, but now it seems like the focus is more into the crypto space. Can you say that has been a lot of influenced through the people that you've been meeting throughout the years?
Absolutely. I mean, the educational piece, as you've identified, is incredibly important. It may be one of the most important things in what we do in the crypto and blockchain space, just due to some of its origins and some of what I consider to be unfair stigmas attached to the industry. The way that very successful people like yourself have been able to do that is get out and educate the community, both on the crypto side and not non-crypto side, skeptic side, about it. When we started Blocks Live, the buzz around the channel and all the people coming in and out of the studio, it would be very difficult for me to name even a top 10 list of the folks that I met that sort of influenced me in the space. But there's some great bits. Michael Dupree, who's one of the founders of EasyBit. Adam Back, who's probably one of the most brilliant minds in mining that exists in here. There's a whole bunch of those guys and girls that I've met in the space. My producers were incredibly influential. When we started Blocks Live, my producers knew far more about crypto than I did. And again, I was in the process of educating myself through building something that I thought would not only help educate me, but also educate others.
Right.
And so they helped educate me from the very beginning, which really piqued my interest in it. There was a kind of an ongoing joke around the studio and saying, okay, we got to get Josh in to talk about this and talk about this. And I said, no, I want to listen because you guys know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to very much learn. So there's been a number of very influential people sort of in the space who have become great friends, advisors, and really have encouraged me to continue my journey in the space.
Yeah. Which is great. And because what I was going to add to that is just
a proposal, kind of closing things to be able to thank all the folks who had some influence.
No, for sure. And what I really want to touch on there was just a lot of the listeners that come to our podcast are not only interested in the crypto and blockchain space, some are aspiring entrepreneurs and just need that extra push to just start. And the whole point is that, of course, with education, you're informing yourself. The whole point of this is to spark some sort of curiosity in you so that you can pursue it and take action. And it's okay to not know everything and to learn along the process and to learn along the way as you're pursuing something that you are curious about. And so just on that, kind of transitioning back to FormPay, you're curious as you were doing your research on the six different elements of what makes money. And you saw that basically usability and being able to use in everyday use cases wasn't there. And so with that pursuit of how do we create something to help with that, you started FormPay. So can you tell us a little bit more about, what it is and how are you helping to solve that problem?
Sure. We have, to touch on what you said about the entrepreneurial spirit and things, it's one of those, you educate yourself, you learn a lot anytime you build a business. I built a handful of businesses in my career, but you never know anything. If you ever think that you're the one that knows everything, you're probably in trouble from the beginning.
Yeah, definitely.
But when you get into it and you dive into it and you become passionate about it, that's really what inspires that entrepreneurial spirit to continue. So with crypto, it started with media and then carried into something that I was a little more comfortable in, which was the finance perspective. But with FormPay, really the genesis of the idea was in what I described before. We did an article about it because I was interested in it, or a series of articles about it. And the other folks were interested in it as well. It was a very popular series, by the way, in amongst all of the sort of custom series of content that we created at Blocks Live. But once the conclusion had been reached, seeing as I have some pretty decent experience in tech companies, I said, let's put together a team of blockchain developers and let's find some really talented folks and let's give a certain amount of criteria. It seems to be easier if you come up with a good structure of what you're trying to fix in the world, right? Or the problem you're trying to solve, and then you attack it in a very methodical way forward. You're always going to make mistakes and learn what you don't know along the way. But as long as you approach it from some sort of decent methodology, that's how, in my opinion, you can build a sound foundation for building a business. The criteria for FormPay that really we looked at, again, was get really talented blockchain developers because I'm not one, right? Surround yourself with people who are really, really good at what they do. And then I said, three criteria. I said, I think that if this business, if this is a business worth investing, you have to solve for three specific things. One, you can't force somebody to have to use something they're not familiar with from a consumer perspective. So when it's with Forum Pay, it was, I don't want somebody to download my app. I don't want somebody to have to, you know, go buy a specific coin necessarily, although that can be valuable for some people, or anything else. Basically, I said that the system has to be wallet agnostic. And when I say wallet agnostic, it means that anybody who owns crypto on their whatever wallet they have, because we all have our favorites, right? Whether it's Trust Wallet or Coinbase or Jax app or whatever it is, I have to be able to, any consumer that has that wallet has to be able to interact with my system. That was the first criteria. The second criteria, I guess there were four. The second criteria was we have to be able to accept any of the popular cryptocurrencies. We can't be tribal to just Bitcoin. We can't be tribal to just Ethereum. You know, we need to be somewhat agnostic when it comes to crypto. Now, obviously, you're not going to accept every of the 2,000 plus coins or tokens that are out there in the day. But as long as you can generally go after 95% of the market, you should be pretty safe in who you're trying to be able to provide the resource to. The next criteria was the merchant can't have to care, because the education really comes in for Forum Pay at the merchant level, which is telling somebody, look, there's, I think the last stat I read was 20% of the global population in 2019 owned cryptocurrency. That's a pretty big consumer market, right?
Yeah.
So a merchant who is otherwise unfamiliar with cryptocurrency or the blockchain or anything else sort of in this industry needs to understand that they just are approaching a growing and very passionate consumer base. What they need to know is that they, whatever money it is that they like to accept or what goes into their bank account goes into their bank account, and that they don't have some perceived risk between the volatility of a Bitcoin or something like this. So what the next criteria, effectively what I'm getting at, is it has to be instant. The conversion literally from the crypto to fiat has to be instant. And it has to go to the merchant's account just like it would if someone was paying with a credit card, right?
Definitely.
And so that was the next criteria. And the last criteria was I also can't be in a position, or don't want to be in a position, to ask the merchant to then have to have a special bank account somewhere. Necessarily, right? When PayPal began, for example, both parties had to have PayPal. I didn't want that necessarily to have to be the case. The merchant really needs to be able to take a payment from someone who's standing in front of them making that payment of something of value that instantly converts to what they perceive as value and goes into their bank account like anything else. I said, if we can solve for those 3.54 criteria, then I think we actually have something that's very valuable in the market. And it does something else, which is really important to point out. From a purely crypto perspective, the ability to solve for the acceptability factor, right? Meaning make it a modicum of transaction and solve for the different factors that we solve for so that it is a real and acceptable format of payment, does a really unique thing to the value of crypto. So once you've made it transactional in nature, you will effectively reduce the volatility of it. That's a natural occurrence of making it a modicum of transaction. Once you reduce the volatility of cryptocurrencies naturally, or sound economic principle applying, would say that the value then should increase. So there's an interesting market benefit to it for everyone involved. And then there's an interesting collateral benefit specifically to cryptocurrencies in the long term. That doesn't even get to or begin to approach the benefits of actually using blockchain just as a technology to consummate payments. The benefits of using blockchain from a security perspective, the no transfer of personal consumer data, so no customer security, you know, ID theft risk, those are all things that are really, really interesting about the blockchain. So, you know, when you start to dive into payments as being a real mechanism for mass adoption, it is very multifaceted in how it actually works and applies across the board.
For sure. And thank you for breaking down, basically the three plus steps roughly to get all that accomplished. And just like you said, it's multifaceted and there's so much that goes into being able to make that work in such a way that you don't have to think. You could just pull up and use. You don't have, like it becomes intuitive, and it's not like a crypto. Getting involved in crypto right now and even blockchain is a friction filled experience. And when we can start to create atmospheres of frictionless experiences and just I can pick up and use and just go, that is when I know we're heading in the right place. And I strongly believe that the companies that are building right now to make it intuitive and to create experiences that are any and everyone can use this right now. You don't need an instruction manual. You can just pick up and start doing it. In the next 5 to 10 years, they're going to be the ones that just soar and just crush it. And it's because they've been doing all the hard work right now. And so I just, you know, kind of to transition a little bit, you know, where is FormPay at right now in its product development and what's the trajectory looking at like right now?
So from a product development standpoint, it's done. It's complete and it's out. It took us some real time and very much the hard work of some very, very talented blockchain developers to make sure that the technology worked. And also some great financial minds to understand how we make the whole entire ecosystem work and put in the world. The challenge, one of the major challenges, to be totally frank with you, is once the technology was done and we had all the financial architecture and the payment flows and, you know, the QR codes and the ability to accept multiple cryptocurrencies and all that, all those various features or benefits, it was making sure that we had multiple redundancies in the exchange and the banking infrastructure component of it. Because at the end of the day, you're still settling merchants' accounts and whatever their preferred fiat is, right? As we know, banking tends to swing one way or another depending on which way the wind blows, or traditional banking anyway, on its position on crypto. So I basically was in a position set where I said, look, we're in payments. We're handling people's money. This is their livelihood. I'm not going to launch this product without multiple levels of redundancy in just simply the settlement process, which is moving the people's, you know, funds to their account once it's been converted. Right. So that was actually a challenge for us, that I said that I wouldn't launch the business without at least 5 levels of redundancy in there. We now have 9. And so we've been in the market for just over 30 days now. It's been a very organic approach from one side, meaning little old Josh goes and knocks on merchants' doors and, you know, kind of espouses the benefits of FormPay and the ability to accept crypto. And so we've got some really fun merchants that I've actually been able to go and sort of talk about the product and the market with them. And then some of the much larger scale opportunities have resulted from us integrating FormPay into existing payments infrastructure where they already have lots and lots and lots of merchants. So in the future, I think there will be a lot of merchants in the very near future, without disclosing too much, a lot of merchants in a lot of different sectors will see that their payments provider will be offering them FormPay within their service portfolio very soon. As soon as actually the middle of next month in certain circumstances. So
that's awesome.
So that's been really fun. It's one of those things that when you get in front of somebody and you're able to talk to them like you and I have talked about and educate them, there's nothing wrong. Yes. It's really interesting. And it has a multitude of benefits that people don't even necessarily totally appreciate yet, but they will. And I've always been a big proponent of saying, look, I don't think cryptocurrencies or any particular cryptocurrency is going to replace fiat in any, you know, it's just not, fiat's not going away. But if the traditional world thinks that cryptocurrencies are going away, they're also fooling themselves. Now, if those worlds can seamlessly interact, well, then you've got something there. And then the adoption kind of goes, you know, one way or another, depending on where the market goes. So a lot of what I do is really in focusing on how do you make those worlds interact seamlessly, which allows blockchain and crypto to flourish in a global environment at scale.
Right. And something you touched on that I want to dive into just a little deeper real quick, or just to reemphasize, is the power of communication, y'all. The being able to take something very complex, or what people perceive as complex, because if you don't understand something or you are being introduced to something that is changed, there's always going to be friction and resistance. However, the way that you make their resistance less, or even get them to get to a point to where they want to listen and receive, is to, one, be able to effectively communicate it, two, make it interesting, and then three, have them think of how they can apply it in their own world. And if you can effectively figure out how to communicate those talking points in anything that you're doing, it's amazing how much progress and how much ground you can cover with doing all this. And, you know, I'm sure with Josh doing Blocks Live over the years and just all the communication that he's done, he's figured out how to refine it and be really good at his craft. And so, you know, my challenge to everyone listening today is, if you have your own project that you're working on or something that you're passionate about, figure out how to effectively communicate it in a simple way that anyone, your mom, your father, a child can understand that really quickly. Because when you can bring something down to its base, you truly understand it and comprehend it. And if you can't do that for yourself, then the challenge is to go and truly learn it for yourself, that you can go and communicate it. So, you know, Josh, awesome work with FormPay. Definitely looking out to see your big announcement in, you know, the next month or so. And I understand how this is going to have so much power in the marketplace by being a bridge for these, from fiat to crypto. And yeah, man, I'm excited for it. And something else that I want to bring in, kind of transitioning just a little bit, is you've been in this space, just like you said, for, you know, three to four years. You've interviewed all kinds of people and working on various projects. What are some things that that have captured your attention over the years that you think are really cool projects?
There's an upcoming exchange, which I think is really interesting, called Limitlex, that's coming out. There's a new art project that's out that I just saw from one of my buddies that's really interesting. That we had talking about the education bit, for example, we used to have a show on Blocks Live TV, and I think from time to time we still do. It was called Kids on the Block. Really talented woman. She would bring all of these kids in and teach them on the air about crypto, just as you've identified with, you know, showing them how it could be applicable to them, you know, any type of a blockchain. There are so many projects that are out there right now. You know, Richard, your project is in and amongst the most important in the world, I think, right now, which is actually the ability to get out there, bring the spotlight to anybody and everybody in this industry that has a viable project and a real spirit, a real passion to turn the industry, or to continue the industry forward in its perception globally. So it's very hard to pin down.
That's fine.
I will tell you one thing, and it's just a funny story. We did a McAfee interview in our very early days of Blocks Live. And when they didn't think that the mic was hot any longer, he actually thought he hung up and said, "That was the worst bleeping interview I've ever had." So for any of you who have a funny experience, don't let things like that frustrate you. They'll make for better stories as you grow.
Yes. Wow, that's awesome. Well, I'll tell you this, man. As we kind of wrap up, the next, I think, 3 to 5 years in crypto are going to be, in blockchain, are going to be very, very interesting. I think what could have taken the next decade to get to has been expedited because of COVID and the receptiveness to how much crypto and blockchain is being received by the greater world, and understanding that, oh, this is probably here to stay. How do we get involved sooner than later? What do you think are some things that people should be aware of or be on the lookout in the near future?
Well, this is totally self-serving, but payments. I think payments happens to be one of the most important parts of actually mass adoption or even education. If people can spend crypto, and a merchant realizes that there's a massive amount of crypto consumers out there in the world, it's all the better for everybody. It's a compounding sort of way to reach people about crypto. Everybody spends money generally every day or whatever on something in their life. And if they're using crypto or they're accepting crypto to do it, regardless of the peripheral benefits of supply and demand and shifting the curve to the right, I think it's something that's massively important. So whether it's me with ForumPay or some other sort of unique payments environment, so long as it's really, truly a blockchain-based payments environment, I think that's critical. When it comes to really just very cool blockchain technology, there are so many. I wasn't kidding when I mentioned the avocado thing earlier. You know, the tracing of certain things, just organic fruits and vegetables, is really interesting. Knowing the source of your food using blockchain as basically an infallible ledger or trace mechanism. I'm sure there are people who are working on, for example, contract tracing with COVID utilizing blockchain, because it's a scalable, decentralized solution, even to just making sure that we're safe in the environment that we live in with the existence of a global pandemic. You know, things being contactless and digital and secure overall, I think are incredibly important.
Definitely. And thank you for bringing that up. And I agree, especially on the payment front. People are going to start using crypto for everyday payments. I think it's inevitable. I think it's just a matter of time. And I think the companies like yourself, like ForumPay, who are working really hard to make that happen sooner than later, are going to be the ones that reap the benefits of tapping into this, the potential of this marketplace. So really do appreciate all that you've dropped on us today. But like, what is a final thought that you want to leave with all of our listeners?
Get involved with crypto. Listen to Richard's podcasts. Learn as much as you possibly can. I was a bit of a skeptic. I was an intellectually interested person in the space. And I think that once you get to know the space, and once you get to know, more importantly, the community and how passionate the community is and how credible the community is, despite some of the old, you know, sort of bad things that people attributed to crypto, I think that you'll see that people will just pick up on it very quickly. We see what I refer to as the hockey stick curve, right?
Yeah.
See the hockey stick curve every day show itself in crypto and blockchain projects, and really, really, really good ones. And a lot of the people are savvy enough and are becoming more and more savvy every day in crypto that the less reputable things have substantially gone by the wayside. I think we'll continue to see that. Support great crypto projects, do your due diligence, and understand what their ultimate benefit and value is, and keep supporting Richard and his podcast because he's doing important work in our industry.
I appreciate that, Josh. Thank you for that final thought. For everyone listening, what are some ways that people can connect with you and learn more about Blocks Live and ForumPay?
Blocks Live, just please watch us. It's blockslive.tv, BLOXLIVE.TV, and ForumPay is forumpay.com. You can learn more about there. You can contact me directly through either of those sites. Reach out, and I'll put you in touch with me for sure. And I'd love to talk to you.
Excellent. Well, Josh, again, super appreciative of your time today. And for everyone listening, stay cryptocurrent. Hey, cryptocurrent crew, we want to give a quick shout out to all of our faithful listeners out there. It's been an amazing journey, and we really appreciate your support throughout the years as we've been growing as a community. Each episode, we decided that we would start sharing some of the reviews that you are leaving for us. And so for today, we would like to share this review. Today's review comes from Crypto the Superdog. I was curious about cryptocurrency, and when I found this podcast, it really taught me a lot in a way that wasn't overwhelming. Definitely give it a listen. We sincerely appreciate this review and all reviews, and would like to ask that if you are enjoying our show, to please take a quick moment to go and leave a review on our podcast so that hopefully we can be highlighting your review next. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Want to stay up to date in the latest news in cryptocurrency? Sign up for our newsletter today. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. You can either go in our show notes or go to our website to sign up today. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. If you're finding value in our content, please take 5 minutes to leave a 5-star review and a great comment. Also, please make sure to share this podcast with others. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's D-E-R-I-T-T-E-R Productions.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Cryptocurrent with Richard Carthon. We'll be back with more exciting developments from the world of blockchain and cryptocurrency next week. But until then, stay cryptocurrent.